try to get tonight, so we'll find out. But hopefully it is. And if it is, we'll be hearing Obituary with the Incomplete. This is Wreckage. This is WRK Atlanta. Wouldn't stop either. I'm not sure why we have this thing called auto cue on the CD players here. We have these nice Tascam decks. The first one doesn't work, or at least it's marked don't play. Yes, play manually. But the decks 2 and 3 are both these the same kind of like these professional Tascam rack mounted CD decks. And we have this thing called auto cue, and it's supposed to start and stop like. You know, like so it stops after the song, and it's not working. And I know it's turned on, so I give up. always something going on here. All right, I waited long enough. I was we had a request before the show. Actually, August, who was at the Exhumed show tonight, had requested me to play Exhumed And I messaged him back and said, let me know when the show's over so that way I can play it for you, because he was at the show and I figured I'd play it for people leaving the show. And he says, like, Nelly, now he responds. Wait, okay. Just got out at 1:33. Okay, cool. That's good. So I'll go ahead and start right now with that song. So this works out pretty well. It's a late show, too, 1:30 in the morning. But this is going to be exhumed by request. The song is called Open the Abscess. I hope, anyway. I think. Mimit. Man, I don't know. I guess it is. Well, yes, it is. Okay, cool. So this should be exhumed with Open the Abscess by request. This is going out for August. And those everyone else who was at the show tonight. I know Kyle wanted to go, but he couldn't because he was just a few months too young to go to the show, at least legally. So there you go. So sorry about that, Kyle. But this is going to be going out for August. This is going to be exhumed with Open the Abscess. And this is Wreckage. This is WRAK Atlanta. That was exhumed right there with Open the Abscess by request for August, and also for those of you who are leaving the show tonight. And I think it was the 529, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But that was exhumed. They'll be on the cruise, too, as well, so I'll have a chance to see them I don't know if I will, because you never know when these bands are playing. Sometimes they play at 5 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes they'll play at 10 o'clock in the morning, which is kind of annoying as well. Or they might be up against somebody else. That's because there's four stages, so you never know what you're going to get. But we'll see. The only thing you're guaranteed on the Metal Cruise, by the way, is that the same two bands will not play against each other twice. So if you have two bands that are your favorites, you're guaranteed to actually see both of those because of the way the scheduling is done, at least normally. Sometimes a storm causes the stage to be taken down on the pool deck, and that's a bad thing. But that was a weird situation. That was the year I had to stay up until, I think it was 5:30 a.m. to or 5:15 a.m. to watch Insomnium. That was a rough night. All right, gonna play something right now, a bit longer, because I wanted to play some longer songs. Gonna play the title track from the album Blackwater Park. This is Opeth. Great band. Love to see them again. I wish they were a bit heavier nowadays, but they've gotten a bit lighter. But their older material is fantastic. This is one of the classic albums, actually, from Blackwater Park. This is going to be the title track and from Opeth. This is Wreckage, and this is WRK Atlanta. Alright, that was Opeth right there. Title track from the album Blackwater Park. Nice, good, long 12-minute song because, well, you know, it's a long night. DJ's Best Friend, a long song. And it's also a good one, too. It's one of my personal favorites. It's a great album, too. Blackwater Park, considered a, if you'll pardon the expression, a watershed album for the band. Although the album Watershed came out later. That was Opeth, title track from the album Blackwater Park. And I just discovered in the contest, but we have tickets for a show. So I'm sorry about this. I had no idea. They were not in there last week. So this show is, what's the Order of the Owl, Space Cadaver with Spore Lord, and that is at the 529 this coming. It's a week from what is now yesterday, Friday, December 1st. It's a 9 p.m. show, and it's a 21 and over. So if you're of age, if you're of legal age, like August is and like Kyle is not, then you can go to the show. Once again, Order of the Owl, Space Cadaver with Spore Lord, and I'll take I'll basically take the first couple of callers here at 404-894-2468 if you want to go to that show. Again, it's this coming Friday evening, December 1st at 9 p.m. at the 529. Order of the Owl, Space Cadaver with Spore Lord. Just discovered that, actually. I didn't think there was much in there. We will have tickets, by the way, for Cannibal Corpse to give away the weekend, the week before that particular show, that Friday before. So I did find those in the contest book. Got to reserve them for us. So we'll have tickets for that show as well. But right now, Order of the Owl, Space Cadaver with Spore Lord. Just give me a call at 404-894-2468. And you can actually go to that show. It's Friday evening at 9 p.m. And again, it's 21 and over, so unfortunately, youngsters can't go. But just give me a call, and I'm glad to hook you up with a pair of tickets. All right, going to play something right now from a band called Naglfar, which, by the way, means Ship of Nails. And playing these guys because they're actually booked for the cruise just recently, and kind of cool. This is going to be from the album Sheol, which is, goes back to the 2003, I believe. And Ship of Nails, Naglfar. This is going to be Naglfar. The song is, let's see, what's this? Unleash Hell. So here is Naglfar. This is Wreckage. This is WREK Atlanta. Rise up! Or that was Neglfar, N-A-G-L-F-A-R is how you spell that, by the way. Neglfar, which means Ship of Nails. From the album Sheol, that was the song Unleash Hell, which is probably from that Gladiator movie, you know, because a lot of bands use that phrase. On my signal, Unleash Hell. So there you go. This is almost certainly a coincidence, but Neglfar gets booked for the 30,000 Tons of Metal cruise, and I also just recently picked up the final book, I believe, in the trilogy, the Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard trilogy. It's young adult fiction from Rick Riordan, which I'm a sucker for well written young adult fiction, and of course that book just came out, and it's like the book is entitled. It's the third book in the series is the, well, it's called The Ship of the Dead, but it's actually Neglfar. It's The Ship of Nails. So there you go. Coincidence? I think so. But there you go. Anyway, that was Neglfar. Looking forward to seeing them hopefully on the cruise. Maybe, again, it depends on when things are happening and what they're up against and things like that. You got to sleep sometime. And if, well, although not for long. And you have to eat occasionally, too. But 60 bands and 4 stages, it's an amazing time. I don't know why I'm pushing it, because I'm not like I'm getting paid for it. But on the other hand, and it's also sold out. I mean, it's basically, this is the first time there.